Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Tony McManus. Tony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And I've seen the statue. I see it almost every single day. It's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
It's very effective. It's caught a lot of people's imagination as they pass by it. It's near, it's down from O'Connell Bridge in the centre of Dublin. It's beside the Mat Talba Bridge. And it is this incredible piece of a docker, a man with a rope, like a tug-of-war rope or a dock rope as such, around his shoulder, and he's in this incredible movement. And you are the sculptor.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, but you're not happy.
No, unfortunately, I was coming back from the foundry up in Five Lamps yesterday morning. I just actually passed the site where that poor man was stabbed to death. But I continued on past, over the bridge, and as I crossed past the sculpture, I noticed that there was graffiti all over it. There's spray can across the back and blue paint, and then there's white paint on the top, on his head. So I thought it was pretty sad to see that. Now, I'm only back in the country very recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've been living in Italy for the last 12 years or so. But I've noticed it's also a problem there. I mean, I noticed a bunch of teenagers defacing a sculpture in Florence. And I was so livid, I actually just charged over to them, grabbed the can off the spray can off the kid and walked off. But there were 40 teenagers. It was a very dangerous thing to do.
And when you say your piece, is there a name on the piece, by the way?
It's called The Linesman.
The linesman, okay.
The linesman. They're the guys that used to pull in the barges, the Guinness barges and so on in the 19th century or so.
But is the graffiti on, is it just covered in paint, or is there a message or messages or names or...
Well, as I was passing the sculpture, I was in a car, so I couldn't I couldn't see what it was written or anything like that. But it was... It looked like just sprayed, or maybe it's a tag or some sort of graffiti, but I couldn't make out what it was. But it's definitely spray paint and other paint on the top of it. So it's unfortunate.
And it is your creation.
It's not only that. I was probably more annoyed at the piece being destroyed in Florence than this, because it's not a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a cultural thing. It shows a real numbing of the sensibilities of the people that this could happen, that we would disrespect aspects of our environment in that way.
And who commissioned you?
That was commissioned by the Dublin Docklands Authority through the City Arts Centre, which used to be on the corner.
Well, both organisations, well, City Arts, I don't know if they've moved to a different location. Dublin Docklands Authority have gone, but they've been reconstituted as such.
Right.
But they've gone through great, incredible difficulty, as you know. Mm. So who owns it?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what the legal status of the piece is. But I have to say that the way they ran the competition was very edifying. It was very well done. They actually opened it to the public to vote for the piece.
Oh, didn't they? So did your piece win? Or
yeah, my piece won. And the beauty of that as a sculptor is to know that actually the people wanted the piece. And I think that's probably the reason why it's one of the more successful pieces.
And City Quay, as you know, is a very vibrant parish, very vibrant church, and wonderful primary school there just behind the church.
That's right.
So it's very, very active. So I'm surprised. Now, maybe the locals have no police powers in terms of stopping people spraying your sculpture as such, but it by the way, did you model it on? Did you get someone to pose when you
I
were?
I did. Yeah, did I got two friends to pose. One was an ex-boxer, and he had fantastic head and hands.
And is that his head and hands, so to speak?
That's right. Yeah.
And what's his name?
John Byrne. John Byrne. He's a farmer in Finglas. And I got a younger guy to pose for the actual stack is a very difficult post to take.
Because it's incredible, because he's lean, he's almost like a the anchor man on a tug of rope, a tug of war team. He's at the back.
That's right. Exactly.
And you got someone to stand and to lie almost in that position for you.
Actually, I got the rope is actually a tug of war rope. The Garda tug of war team gave me a loan of it. So that's how I got that rope. That's how it came about.
Okay, and it does feature on postcards and does feature photographs because it's nearly opposite the coast. It's down a bit from the coast amounts, but it is on the opposite side. That whole thing now, that whole part of the city with the Sean O'Casey Bridge, the Custom House, CHQ, the Conference Centre, Samuel Beckett is now much more a photographed part of the city.
That's right, actually, yeah.
So
yeah.
You're featuring.
Google images, you get a lot.
Donny, more to the point, how do we don't know who owns it now. How do we get it cleaned up?
I'm not sure. I thought it would be good to let people know that it's damaged. And what would it,
it's bronze, I presume, is it?
It's bronze. It would have to be done by a foundry. It would have to be cleaned up by a foundry. You can't just wire brush it off. It would have to be cleaned off and repatinaed, you have to spray it with acids and torch the metal and spray it with acids to get the...
Oh, God, that's a big job. And as you know, the Sean Russell statue, which is up the road there from North Strand and Fairview Park, that's defaced at the minute, but that is constantly defaced. But the people who are defacing that argue that they are doing it for political reasons. You know that,
yeah.
I'm sure,
yeah.
Because they argue that Sean Russell collaborated with the Nazis. So there's a whole ongoing defacing campaign against that statue.
Yeah,
and in fact, as you know, the head has actually been sledgehammered off at one stage.
That's right.
Which is, anyway, but you're calling for whoever, one, we want to find out who is in charge of that statue now, and two, is there anyone that will help us clean it up?
Yeah.
Because it is magnificent.
Yeah, it would be a shame to leave it the way.
Have you any other public pieces, Donny?
I have Our Lady of Hope in Jobstown, JAD, the Drug Addiction Centre.
Okay, yeah.
So that was the first public commission I did. And then this one here. But most of my stuff is in New York. Four large bronzes in Washington DC, three in New York City.
Are they on public display?
Yeah, and
where are
and
they?
And then
people?
Florence and Rome.
Okay, and the ones in New York and Washington, where are they to be seen?
St. Patrick's Cathedral, New York
City. Yeah, a major location. Yeah,
yeah,
central
the
location.
The entrance there, I have a sculpture of Pope Benedict there, and then DC, I have a number of sculptures of Cardinal Newman,
okay,
St. Joseph, and St. Escriva, and St. Catherine of Siena.
So do you do mainly ecclesiastical work?
Mostly ecclesiastical work now, because I specialised in that. I've actually, the Cardinal Archbishop of Florence asked me to set up a sacred art school in Florence, so I founded that a number of years ago, and that's fully running a beautiful premises.
And what are you working on at the moment, Tony?
I'm working on a fountain of life, which is two twice life size figures, and that's in my studio in Florence at the moment. I'm going to make a mold of that, and hopefully there'll be copies of that in Australia, United States, and Europe.
And is it the Fountain of Light is almost self-explanatory, but is it built around an event or an occasion, or is there any?
It's about the crisis of life, the crisis of human sexuality in contemporary culture, and trying to create a positive icon of love and sexuality.
Are they commissioned pieces or?
This piece is totally done out of my head.
Okay, and you then say. It's available if anyone wants.
People who really identify with the image and the idea, commission it. So thank God I found somebody.
Okay, and how long are you back in Ireland for?
I'm probably here for until the end of the month, and then I have to go and make the mold of that in Florence, and then start up the third-year program in Florence.
But the mold of the Docker, that's long gone, I presume.
Oh, that's long gone.
And you didn't make any smaller pieces, no?
No, I just have the small maquette here.
The maquette, yeah, that's what we're thinking of. You didn't, but from a maquette, you can't actually cast a bronze, sure you can't.
Well, you could make another mould of it and cast.
Okay. Well, hold on to that safely, but I take your point. And Donny, thank you so much for contacting us, and hopefully something will come of that. At least some people hopefully will go down now. We didn't get time between your call and the programme to actually go down and photograph it and try and raise people's awareness of it and, in as you say, to try and get it cleaned up back to its fantastic state. Donny McManus, thanks indeed.
Thank you. Joe, just to make sure that nobody takes
a wire brush.
Okay.
No Ajax.
Leave it to the foundry.
No Ajax Jif or Brillo pads. It needs proper work. Okay. Thanks, Donny. Donny McManus, 51551.